Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Diary of a Cartoonist. This is Scott Johnson, of course, and today it's a little different. Very rarely on this show do I have guests, and when I do, it's typically like Nick talking about school or something. So this is a little bit different than the usual diary. I have with me Jeff Sire, a.k.a. Bronco from the AIE Guild, although you're not really playing right now.
No. Not for the last year.
Not for a while, but he is a regular attendee of Nerdtacular, a really awesome part of the Frog Pants community at large, and is stopped through Salt Lake City on his way through his worldwide tour. Not really worldwide, but his crazy North American tour that you do like once a year, right?
Yeah, I started doing the trips about 3 years ago, and I've been to British Columbia and the Gaspé Peninsula last year in Quebec, and then I came out here in 08.
Yeah.
And
for Nerdtacular, you rode your bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what bike was that? That was like your Suzuki then?
That was a Yamaha Roadster.
Yamaha, that was it. Yeah. Now he shows up in this freaking shiny, awesome-looking BMW something. What's it called?
BMW GS1200.
GS1200. This thing is a beast. Yeah. And pretty sweet. So you've been traveling all over the place. What are the highlights of this trip?
The Grand Canyon is definitely probably the biggest highlight.
Yeah.
Just been a lot of just really neat stuff. Like stuff that on a trip like this, stuff that happens that's crappy at the time ends up being a kind of a highlight. Like when I rode through Oklahoma and it was like tornado type rain. I've never been in a tornado, so maybe not. It's a little bit too strong, but there was just like unbelievable rain. It was just sheeting off me. And at the time it sucks, but afterwards that's one of the things you look back and like that was kind of.
That's pretty cool to make it through stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so you've stopped at some other places, seen some other community folk.
Yeah, like I was in Texas down with Molly Schott in Dallas.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to see Old Man Franks as well, but he was busy and couldn't make it. But,
Brandon, you slacker! If he's listening, he probably is.
I'm sure he is.
That's cool. So where do you go from here? So you came here. We were basically here for a day.
Yeah,
hung out, had really nice dinner last night. Played a lot of Civilization V.
Excellent.
Yeah, in fact, it's on right now.
It came out after I left home, so this was the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, you've been gone. So how long have you been on the road?
Saturday, the 11th of September.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's been, 23rd, so.
Yeah, so.
12 days? Yeah. Holy crap. Just you, a motorcycle, a tent.
Yep.
Some water.
Some cans of chili.
A phone that quit working.
Yes. Oh, any Canadians that are on the Rogers Network, write and tell them that Bronco was very upset with Rogers, and they're going to be hearing from me when I get back home.
Well, the deal with that is they're supposed to be able to. It's not really roaming in the traditional sense, but you bought a package that was supposed to let you work here.
I bought a package, for traveling in the United States. Are we still in the United States?
Yeah, we're in. Oh, yeah,
oh,
we're
yeah,
in the
well,
States.
Okay. Oddly enough, my phone is not working.
So it's an iPhone, and it's supposed to tie into the AT&T network, and it did for a while, right?
It did, yeah. And then it seemed like once I left Texas, I thought it was just maybe once I got into New Mexico, there was something weird in New Mexico.
Yeah.
But then I got into Arizona, and it still wasn't working. And
that's freaking weird.
It still is not working at all.
That's totally weird. What part of Arizona were you in? I forgot. Flagstaff?
I went through Flagstaff. Flagstaff, wow.
It's
that's
awesome.
Really nice.
Yeah.
That's a total.
That's why all the old people go to retire there.
I can totally see that, yeah. I went to the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff. That was neat, too. I got to see the telescope that they discovered Pluto.
The big one up on that hill. That's, I don't know what it's called. There's a name.
The Lowell Observatory.
That's it. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did you first trip to Vegas?
First trip to Vegas. I'd never been to Vegas before. I don't gamble. Like, people have told my wife and I for years that we should go to Vegas. It's awesome, even if you don't gamble. And
Is it still the festering dirty butthole that I continue to believe it is?
Yes, it is. But at the same time, like it's like a car accident. You know, you know you shouldn't be looking, but you do.
But
you can't help it.
Yeah. There's things you and I have had this long conversation, but there's some things I absolutely love about Vegas, and then there are a whole bunch of things I think are terrible about Vegas, and most of it is terrible. But it's all right. It's a city who, you know what it's like. It's like some 60-year-old lady who's having major midlife crisis who really knows how to put her makeup on at night and look good still. Like, she's still in the right light. She looks pretty good. But you wake up the next morning and there's freaking death laying there. That's what Vegas is to
me. Well, I just was surprised. Like, it's not really Ocean's 11. There's not the casinos. Mm. There's a lot more of the, 100-year-old haggard women with cigarettes hanging out of the corner of their mouth than there is the super hot babes.
Yep, pumping machines full of quarters. Yeah, yeah, that's true. They're all like blue-haired, crazy, jewelried up, weird-looking ladies who are there all night. They're there from, you know, 5 o'clock till 8 in the morning. Just chucking their money at those machines.
Yeah.
It's a little pathetic.
I went into the casino just before I left, and I thought, you know, I'll just, because it was like 5 in the morning, I'll just take a walk down the strip before I leave.
Sure.
And yeah, still, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but just still packed, you know, on a Wednesday morning.
My favorite part of Vegas is when that non-English speaking Mexican guy gave Nick a porno magazine while we were walking to the M&M store when he was 9 years old.
Well, that's the family side of Vegas.
6 years old, excuse me. Yeah, the family side really came out that day. Yeah. Thanks, Paco. I'll never forget it. Awesome. So where are you off to now? Because you're home in what, another 4 or 5 days?
I have to be back to work on October the 5th. Actually, I have to be back home for a family thing on, I think it's the October the 3rd.
Well,
so I'm going to be home before that. I plan on being home probably about a week from today.
Did you hear my wife drop all the dishes just now? Scared me. Anyway, sorry, got a little sidetracked. But when you do a trip like this, by the way, for anyone who wonders if you think Jeff's not manly enough because he rides a motorcycle across the country, he also works at a nuclear power plant.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And like super high tech, freaking everything could burn out any minute.
A nuclear power plant has a lot more in common with a steam locomotive than it does with what you see on a lot of TV.
That's what I figured. Yeah, yeah. And it's probably not like War Games or whatever.
No, it's definitely not
like The Simpsons either. You're not sitting in a room just spilling coffee and rubbing donuts into the control panel.
We can't even eat. That's the biggest difference between us and The Simpsons. We can't even eat in the plant because of the radiation thing.
So. He says to my kids, I'm less like Homer and more like Carl or Lenny. more in job description, which is funny because my kids love The Simpsons and that cracked them up. But anyway, so back to the point, you're going to be from here. Where do you go? What are you going to see still?
I'm going to Bryce Canyon today and then I'm going to go to Moab tomorrow.
Oh.
And then from there, I'm going to go into Colorado and see Melly and Vail Geek.
Yeah.
And
Josh hang out with around. Them. Maybe I'll see Josh.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to Josh.
I talked to him yesterday. I should have said something about that. Yeah, he thinks he was under the impression that you were there last week.
Oh,
I don't know why he thinks that.
Yeah.
Smoke and crack, maybe. He just got married.
Yeah.
That and the crack, probably. Screwed him up. Yeah. He's listening too. Hey, Josh. Anyway, that's very exciting. Bryce Canyon, Grand Canyon, Moab, all this cool stuff that Utah either has in it or shares with another state.
Yeah.
Stuff's pretty freaking amazing, yeah?
Oh, and it's just like the travel part. Like, you know, I'll be riding for 6 or 7 hours a day. Like, I had one day where I rode for, I think it was 11 or 12 hours.
Yeah.
And just seeing stuff as you're riding. And it's different from anybody that has never rode a motorcycle. I've heard it described that the difference between riding in a car and riding a motorcycle is that when you're taking a trip in a car, it's like looking at a picture.
Yeah.
And when you're on a motorcycle, it's like being in the picture. And the biggest difference is the thing that always riding through the southwest of the states, the smell, because you can smell sage and you really feel like you're part of the environment when you're riding a motorcycle.
Totally cool. You have this awesome, like, romantic view of the world as you fly through it in a motorcycle, and it just scares me. I'd be afraid I'd burn my leg or something. but that's way, way cool. I'm totally impressed with this stuff, and you do it like once a year.
Yeah,
and
I'm starting to make plans for next year.
Are you already?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, we've done trips before where my wife will fly out, and we did that to Calgary. So she flew to Calgary. Her aunt and uncle lived there, and I rode out. We spent a week together in Calgary, which was fantastic. Well, her cousin she and her husband have moved to Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory. And I was in the Yukon when I was in the Army once, and I loved it, and I've always wanted to go back. So I'm trying to talk her into flying out to the Yukon.
Nice.
And I'll ride up there next summer.
That's really cool, because she'll do that. She'll fly, and then you'll meet her.
Yeah.
She's not big on this whole ride motorcycle.
No, she'll ride with me for about an hour or so, and that's just...
That's good enough for her.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you are meant for the open road that way, and I applaud your passion for it. I have passion for things that are not nearly as manly. Mine are mostly... plugged into a wall or something.
See, you sent me that post on Twitter about, you know, how manly I was doing this. And I was telling you that that same day I was at the Grand Canyon and I saw a guy on the same bike that I have.
Yeah.
And he had, except for he had German license plate.
It was also yellow, by the way?
No, it was different silver. Color?
Okay,
it was
okay.
Silver.
Okay.
So I get off and I'm talking to this guy and his name was Hubert.
Hubert. Ah, yeah, you have the same motorcycle as me.
And this guy was 2 months through a 5 month North American trip.
Gosh.
He had his bike shipped to Halifax and then has been riding all over. And I asked, oh, you know, so how do you like it? It's just too easy.
Too easy.
I like South America much better. And I'm like, at that point of like, you know, any sort of illusions I had about being a tough guy or, you know, no, I'm just
this
a
German
dude riding around. This guy was the real deal.
He prefers to be chased by natives with machetes while he's trying to get through the jungle.
Yeah.
I could see that. Well, that's pretty cool. I'm, again, a bit in awe of people that can totally do this and really have fun with it. And you obviously, I mean, you can just see it on your face that this is something you're
have real
passion for. And that's awesome. I think that's totally cool. I like learning about what other people in this community are into. And Jeff is into something very cool. So I hope all of you are listening find this kind of thing interesting. If there's any fellow riders out there, drop us an email, myextralife@gmail.com. And it might be fun to get your perspective on what it's like to travel the country on two wheels. Screw those cars. F those guys. anything else you want to say before we close it out?
No. Well, actually you said about, how I'm able to do this and I kind of like you that I couldn't do this if I didn't have an excellent wife behind me that was taking care of stuff at home when I'm away for a couple of weeks like this. So
see, the only downside of your trip is Kim was really sad that she didn't get to see Jen again.
Yeah.
Jen and her, really got along when she came to Nurtacular 09 and seems like the perfect wife for a guy who wants to take his motorcycle out for 2 weeks and leave home. And Kim is the same way with all my crap. And you're absolutely right, dude. Wives for the win. I hope everybody listening has a wife like that or a significant other that, you know, allows them to follow their passion and their dreams.
Yep.
Whether it's on motorcycle tires or on my fat butt. One or the other. but I think it's going to do it for this episode of The Diary. Thanks, man, for doing this.
Well, thanks for having me here. This has been great.
Anytime somebody's come by like this, and it's rare, I always try to do this, and we couldn't miss this opportunity. If you like this show or you have comments about it, myextralife@gmail.com. As always, it's going to do it for this edition of The Diary. We'll see you guys next time.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.